Boulder County officials are expected to announce their findings regarding the cause of the Marshall Fire in a 10 a.m. news conference today. The investigation has taken almost 17 months. Boulder County Sheriff Curtis Johnson and District Attorney Michael Dougherty are scheduled to speak at today's press conference. The Marshall Fire started on December 30th of 2021. Hurricane-force winds and drought conditions fueled the fire, which destroyed over 1,000 homes and left two people dead. A lawsuit filed Wednesday by a Fort Collins-based company accused the aerospace giant Boeing Company of stealing their intellectual property. KGNU's Jacob Agatston reports.
Wilson Aerospace claims that Boeing sought Wilson's expertise in 2014 as Boeing struggled to safely attach engines to NASA's Space Launch System rocket. Wilson says Boeing canceled the collaboration after receiving their designs, but still used their trade secrets. According to the lawsuit, Boeing did not have full instructions on how to build and install Wilson's designs and created flawed, inferior, and unsafe machinery. Boeing allegedly blamed Wilson for dangerous design flaws that delayed the rocket's introduction while also taking in millions of dollars from NASA. The suit alleges that Boeing also stole proprietary information from Wilson in 2012 for the 787 Dreamliner aircraft. For KGNU, I'm Jacob Agatston.
Governor Jared Polis signed the Fostering Success Housing Voucher Program into law this week. KGNU's Pam Johnson reports.
SB 82 would create a voucher program to assist with stable housing for up to 100 youth who meet program criteria as they age out of foster care. Last year, around 150 Colorado youth transitioned from foster care to adulthood. Recent findings from the annual National Youth in Transition Surveys revealed that approximately one-third of former foster youth in Colorado were experiencing homelessness at age 21. The voucher program will serve former foster youth who are between the ages of 18 and 26 and meet a set of eligibility criteria, including participation in case management services. The Colorado Departments of Human Services and of Local Affairs are working to develop a joint administration and implementation plan for the program, which aims to start administering vouchers to eligible youth in the fall of 2023. For KGNU, I'm Pam Johnson.
Denver's Department of Housing Stability wants to increase funding for an initiative that creates safe parking for people living in their cars. The nonprofit Colorado Safe Park Initiative is already organizing sites at Denver church parking lots. City officials would like to extend the contract with the charity by earmarking $600,000 for more parking sites over the next 3 to 5 years. According to Axios Denver, organizers say about 75% of the people who use the safe parking sites are experiencing homelessness for the first time, and their car is their last asset. And while many of them have jobs, they do not have enough money to pay for permanent housing. Congressman Joe Neguse introduced a bill Wednesday that would allow funding to continue for endangered fish recovery programs in the Upper Colorado and San Juan River basins beyond its original 2024 deadline. Under the legislation, water development projects could still move forward alongside the wildlife protection work. Boulder County Emergency Services aided a seriously injured biker at Walker Ranch on Tuesday afternoon. Mountain View Fire Protection District paramedics responded to a call the biker's partner made after she was thrown over the handlebars of her bike, resulting in head and neck pain. The paramedics stabilized her condition and transported the biker back to the trailhead using a full body splint. American Medical Response EMTs reevaluated the biker at the trailhead and drove her to a local hospital for continued medical care. The almost daily rain has left several waterways swollen and running fast. One result is a temporary ban on tubing. Officials at the Boulder County Sheriff's Office and the Town of Lyons say the North and St. Vrain Creeks and River will be closed to tubing and similar single-chamber flotation devices like rafts starting today at 8 a.m. In addition to rain, the South Platte River Basin snowpack is still above average, and the annual scheduled release of water from local reservoirs will raise currents above the levels that are safe for tubing. Violators will be fined $100. Partly sunny throughout the Front Range, a 50% chance of rain in the afternoon. In Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, highs near 76 and lows around 55. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.